That's interesting. What do you call those things that you fry eggs up on? That might that.
Fry pan?
Okay. Would you ever call that a skillet or a fry?
Yeah, skillet.
Which do you think you'd use more often?
Fry pan.
Okay. And did you ever have many things, to carry, for example, to carry
Basket?
scraps out to the pigs? You'd carry that
Garbage
out and
pail?
you'd call that a garbage.
Slop pail?
Okay.
Slop pail for pigs.
Were there other types of pails or buckets you had in the house?
Rain buckets and egg bucket and a water bucket when we had to carry water. And I don't think much more than that.
What about a great big thing you put on the stove to heat water or
Tub or a wash boiler or that.
that's great. What about how did you light? In the old days, how did they light the building?
Kerosene lights or candles.
Now, did they ever call it kerosene by any other name?
Cool oil.
Or did they? Is there any difference?
No.
Did they have makeshift lamps of any sort? For example, they might.
Lanterns.
But did they like ever break off a pop bottle
Oh,
and fill it with kerosene and a wick?
no.
Never did that.
No. I've got that in the storage, but.
Oh, that's good. What about now? You said you slept in beds. Was there ever time, perhaps in the summer, when it would get too hot and you would sleep on the floor?
On the floor or out under the trees in a hammock.
Did they ever have a type of bed that you would make out on the floor? What would you call a bed on the floor? Would you ever use the word pallet?
Not much. Soogans. We used soogans on there, or comforters. My dad slept had TB and he slept out in a tent and then finally they boarded the tent up and it was what we called the bungalow. And just in this last storm, a tree fell down on that bungalow, so now it doesn't have any top on
Makes it hard to sleep out there, I guess.
it. We haven't slept in there for a long, many years.
Now, you mentioned the Sugan. Were there other types of heavy or other types of blankets?
My mother used to card wool and make comforters. She'd make the top, piece the top, and then card the wool, wash and card wool. And make the inner part for it, filling.
Well, just exactly what is a Sugan?
Comforter.
That's all it is. I
A
see.
quilt.
So those are all words about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy to hear that. You're the first person who's used Sugan, and I've been trying to get it for
Oh, you have,
weeks.
especially in the cowboy their bedroll. Now, bedroll maybe when it's something you're wanting too there.
But maybe Sugan was more of a cowboy term, or
Yes, I think possible.
okay. What do you
His
call it?
Sugans, yeah.
What do you call that thing you put pillows in? You drop the pillow in.
Showcase.
And this thing that you screw in is called a.
Light bulb.
And when you want to watch a sporting event, you turn on the.
TV.
And the longer term for TV is.
Television set.
And when you're cooking in the kitchen, I guess, if you don't want things to spill on you wear a.
Apron.
Are there different types of aprons?
Yes, cobblers. And when we work in the meat downstairs, we use a meat apron for cut. That's denim
Okay, and that
with a
comes up
string around.
higher.
Yes.
And what's a cobbler apron?
The cobbler's more at the waist.
I see. Okay. Maybe you could tell me the types of
Cobbler
clothes.
apron, really, when I think about it, is the leather apron that the horseshoers use to protect them from the horses, from the nails and stuff in the when they're putting the shoes on the horse.
And how high would those come up, a cobbler apron?
Just to their waist, I think.
Oh,
And we should ask Ronald that.
I see. Okay. And a regular apron that you'd wear around the kitchen, what would you call it? Would you have any name for that?
Strings.